This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9, and that was Girls Aloud with Untouchable. I love me some Girls Aloud. Yeah. So much fun. Now, we are having a competition at the moment where we're giving away a double pass to see Larry Dean in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We have a double pass to give away for Wednesday the 3rd of April. He's a great Scottish sodomite and hilarious comedian. I mean, they're the things in the... I'm just grabbing words from the thing. I realise that could sound a little bit differently. Well, it's not a bad accusation. I'm one too. It's fine. But last week we were asking for jokes, but this week we're doing things a little differently. See, the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras have asked for community consultation in regards to a name change for something that's a little bit more inclusive that encapsulates the diversity of our community and not just gay and lesbian. So we've been saying, what do people think? What are some of the names they had? Michael before said Angela and reminded me of Who's the Boss. And this is how people have been going into the draw for today's prize. So what other names have we gotten?
Marvellous Brad has messaged in and said, let's rename it the Australian Mardi Gras Melbourne.
Of course, I don't think Sydney will be happy about that one.
No, we might have to move it as well. I don't think that's a problem. And we have also had one in that says Saga Mardi Gras, so sexual and gender acceptance Mardi Gras. It covers everyone I can think of. Also, saga can mean a long, heroic story of journey and achievement, and that's from Bi Sister.
Oh, that's fantastic from Bi Sister. That's pretty... Look, I'm liking the way this is going. Everyone's got different suggestions. Everyone's got different ideas. If you've got one that you want to suggest, hit us up on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, and then you go into the draw to win this double pass to see some hilarity. Obviously, you have to be a Joy member and you can't have won anything in the past week. But we've got a little guest in the studio with us as well, the fabulous Miranda, who, I mean, what aren't you on? Agenda, you're on
Geeks Out.
You were before the show today, you were in the studio and you were covering the afternoon shift. Thank you very much.
You know, I have a confession to make. I actually live here in a hammock in a back room somewhere. So whenever they need to trot someone out...
You just roll on out.
They'll just poke me with a broom and I'll come out.
So have you got a suggestion for a name change?
You know, I kind of want to throw my love out to all the trans boys out there, and I think that we should either call it Aiden, Jaden, or Caden, because those are the names that all the boys go with.
Oh, well, there you go. I mean, there's another great suggestion. I kind of love it. Now, we've grabbed you in and dragged you into the studio because you're a fabulous trans woman.
I mean, there is that.
There's that. You're a superhero aficionado. You're a public speaker. You're a whole lot of things. You're an advocate. You're fabulous as well. And you certainly know how to rock anything Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman. But all that aside, it's Trans Day of Visibility on Sunday.
Yes, it is.
And you're doing something special here at Joy, aren't you?
You know, I'm taking over the airwaves for 2 hours. I've kicked the broadcast out for a little while, and we're going to be doing a little Transgender Day of Visibility special. And I've gotten myself a whole handful of people that I've been able to sit down and say, here, talk into the recorder, tell me what visibility means to you.
Oh, wow.
The other question I love asking is, what would your younger pre-transition self if they could see you today? And I've gotten a whole slew of interesting answers.
Oh, wow. So you've done all this work before already. It's not going to be happening here.
About half of it.
Oh, my God.
It's because everyone's actually busy on Sunday. Like, all the trans people have plans.
Yeah, everyone's doing things for trans day.
So they've all got, like, you know, picnics or luncheons or, you know, like, speaking events to go to. So they're actually dragging them into the studios a bit hard. So yeah. I've had to sit down with about half of them already. I still got half the work to go yet, but there's also going to be a whole ton of trans news and music that goes with it as well. It's
wow, this is great.
Yeah.
So what does trans day of visibility mean specifically to you?
Well, I know one of the big discussions we've been having is about how visibility has been a real double-edged sword. And for me, I know when I think of visibility, I do think of my 10-year-old self who kind of realized, oh, holy crap, I'm actually a girl. And I didn't actually see anyone like me. And, you know, having positive role models and realizing that, you know, my life wasn't going to be the kind of doom and gloom that was sort of prescribed to trans people in the media at the time.
Because
we always kind of, you know, wound up lonely or dead on TV. And that was just really, really sad. It still happens a lot of the time, but it's getting better.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually realizing, you know, like, hey, I can be happy. I can have a life. I can have actual friends. I can have actual human connection. That was something that was unthinkable to me as a kid. And I think the idea of visibility really transforms that. And that's giving ourselves hope for the kids in the future. And I tell you, I'm really hopeful for the trans kids of tomorrow. Every time I see, you know, the youth, even though there's the part of me that's like, oh, I am just so jealous of everything you have, it's good that they're able to take these steps forward, and it's good that they're we see, you know, kids embracing this and parents embracing their kids. Mm. And we've got the likes of Georgie Stone and Evie McDonald, just to name a few.
Well, and they're two great actors as well. Georgie was just announced as going to be having a role on Neighbours.
Yeah.
Playing a trans character, which is really exciting.
That blows my mind. That was unthinkable when I was a kid.
Oh, I mean, I would say it was unthinkable 3 years ago.
Yeah.
To be honest, I don't even think they had the gay characters the way they did 3 years ago. Like, they're really taking that slogan, everyone is welcome at Ramsay Street, really intricate. And it was great that they I would have announced it on Trans Day of Visibility. I think it would have been an amazing thing to do, but they waited. They did it a week beforehand, and to have an Australian trans woman playing a role in such a iconic Australian soap opera, I think is really exciting. And playing a transgender woman is going to be really exciting to watch.
Yeah, like is it going to be a guest role, or is she like a recurring character?
Look, I don't know. From everything I've said, they've got is cast, but that can mean is in it for a month or two. It can be a guest role. Who knows? So I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what the response is. But I'm more than excited for it. Has it been fun creating this content for Sunday's special Trans Day of Visibility broadcast?
You know, some of it has been really, really fun. Like, I've had, you know, this morning I got to talk to a very dear friend of mine by the name of Crystal Fraser. She's a writer and publisher in the United States, you know, does a lot of tabletop gaming. I had a brilliant conversation with her, but there are times when it does turn stoic because, you know, visibility is not great for everyone. And it's a conversation that, you know, is very painfully necessary to have as well, to talk about how it can be turned on people and some people aren't privileged enough to find safety in visibility. And that's one of the real conversations we're having. But we're also talking about, you know, having that platform and having that privilege and being able to be the role model for the people that come after you.
Yeah.
Which is something, which is a responsibility I think we all kind of collectively share as community leaders and activists, that, you know, we want to lift our kids out of hope, out of despair, I think.
About to say, out of hope.
Out of hope. We want to give our kids hope. We want to lift them out of despair. We want to let them know that, you know, there is a future.
Mm.
And that's just, yeah, that's what visibility means to me.
Oh, look, I think that's absolutely fantastic. Join Miranda. From what time are we starting our
transition? It starts at 11 podcast? And finishes at 1.
There you go. So join Miranda, well, on a myriad of shows here at Joy, but also more specifically on Sunday for the Trans Day of Visibility broadcast that we are having here on Joy.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day, live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.